Allow me, sir.
Thank you. Everything all right?
Yes, sir. The children have been asleep for hours.
That's good. I'll see them in the morning.
Yes, sir, but be prepared to meet a new member of the household, sir. A large and somewhat ferocious invisible bear.
Invisible bear.
Yes, sir, except to Master Jody.
I've been gone one day, and he's seeing a bear.
Now, this afternoon, Master Jody returned from school with his new pet, sir. I found it somewhat alarming.
Well, I guess that's not serious. Buffy talks to Mrs. Beasley, so now Jody sees a bear.
Well, his name is Arthur.
Arthur. Well, kids get crazy ideas, they pass.
We hope so, sir.
I bet he doesn't show up for breakfast. You know how it is with invisible bears? Can't depend on them at all.
Hi. Well, is that for something special?
Oh, no, just because you're here.
Hi.
Hi, Uncle Bill. What's that chair for?
Arthur.
A glass of milk, please, Mr. French.
When you finished your orange juice, Jody?
Can't. Gave my juice to Arthur. He likes it.
You will finish your orange juice, Master Jody.
Oh, no, don't, Arthur. Mr. French isn't being mean to me. Don't be afraid, Mr. French. Arthur won't hurt you.
Excuse me. I have to go early.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Bye. Au revoir.
Bye, Stevie.
Master Jody, the spoon, please.
Arthur doesn't use a spoon.
Arthur is not my concern. You will eat properly.
Don't get too close. He may eat you.
Eat me?
He'd be very sorry afterwards. He's very nice for a bear.
Ready to go to school?
I'm ready, Mr. French.
Oh? Without these?
Arthur doesn't like me to wear shoes.
Put them on immediately.
Yes, sir.
And I told you to put away your toy cars.
I left them out for Arthur to play with until I get back.
Arthur or no Arthur, you may put them in the cupboard. At once.
Excuse me, but Arthur and me can't get past you. Arthur, you'll like Mr. French after you get to know him. Stand still.
Jody, that's my hairspray.
Yeah, I was just putting a little on Arthur's fur. He wants to look pretty.
You used a whole can, and I bought it myself.
Don't be mad, sissy. Arthur doesn't know about money yet.
Next, you'll be doing his claws with my manicure set.
Give me your paws, Arthur. Arthur, your claws are too long. I'll have to get the scissors.
Well, Something the matter, Buffy?
Jody won't play with me.
Why not?
He can't until spring. He and Arthur are hibernating. I hope invisible bears only eat invisible children. Who's there?
It is I. Jody, open my door at once. Jody? Just what are we doing in my room with the door locked?
Arthur did it, Mr. French.
Jody, you know very well that my room is out of bounds for playing games.
Games? Shh. Arthur's taking a nap.
In my bed?
He likes it best. Uncle Bill's was too hard. Sissy's was too soft. But yours is just right.
Discerning bed. And however, rules are rules.
He likes your room too, Mr. French. He says it reminds him of his favorite cave.
I think Arthur should return to his favorite cave. A New York apartment is hardly suitable for an enormous bear, even if he is invisible.
He doesn't want to go. He wants to stay with me.
Jody, I suppose you enjoyed playing, but you and I both know there is no Arthur, the invisible bear.
Oh, yes, there is, Mr. French. He's right here in your bed.
But if there is a bear, why can't I see him?
Arthur says, if you can't see him, then how do you know he isn't there? Come on, Arthur. Mr. French doesn't like bears in his bed. Let's go find some honey in the refrigerator.
Class, please open your readers to page 32. Sue Evelyn, will you read, please?
Johnny and Mary go to the zoo. One day, Mr. Jones said to his wife, "Let us take Johnny and Mary to the zoo." Mrs. Jones smiled. "They will like that," she called. "Johnny, Mary, Father's taking us to the zoo."
Jody, will you get up, please?
I can't, Miss Ainsley.
Why not?
You can't, because Arthur's sitting there.
That'll be enough, Howard. Jody, get back in your seat.
Excuse me, Miss Ainsley, but Arthur is sitting there.
This is no time for games, Buffy. Jody, sit down.
I'll try. Arthur, move over. You're not supposed to be here in the first place.
Go on, Sue Evelyn.
Oh, good, said Johnny. We'll see all the animals at the...
Just a moment, Sue Evelyn. Buffy, why are you standing?
Arthur's sitting in my seat.
I have had just about enough of this invisible bear. Buffy, sit down.
Arthur, you'll have to stand in the aisle.
Jody, would you read, please, from where Sue Evelyn stopped?
We will see the animals at the zoo. Will there be giraffes? Yes, there will be giraffes. Will there be elephants? Yes, there will be elephants. Will there be bears?
Go on, Jody.
I can't. Arthur doesn't like stories about bears in cages.
Children, children.
Jody, what are you staring at?
Arthur's drawing a picture on the blackboard of you, Miss Ainslie.
There is nothing on the blackboard.
Arthur uses invisible chalk.
Buffy, Jody, come up here, please. The rest of you put your heads down on your desks. Now, I'm sending you home from school. You're both welcome to return tomorrow morning, but without the invisible bear. You understand?
Yes, Miss Ainslie.
We're sorry about Arthur. It wasn't a funny picture of you. Arthur thinks you look real pretty.
I'll call your home now. You may go to the office and wait.
Excuse me. Arthur's picture.
How are you, Mr. Davis?
Fine.
Thank you for bringing Jody today. I've been thinking about his condition, and I'd like to talk to you about him. Jody, you may read a magazine to Arthur.
Arthur would rather I told him about the three bears. They're the good guys. Come on, Arthur. Sit right here.
I see these cases every day, Mr. Davis.
Well, sure, I'm sure that you know more about it than I do, but...
I'm sure that Jody is a polite, well-mannered little boy.
Oh, he is. Perfectly normal.
Mr. Davis, he's too well-behaved. He's repressed all of his natural hatreds, aggressions, and hostilities.
I didn't think he repressed anything.
All children have such impulses. And from what you've told me of Jody's background... losing his parents, being separated from his sisters, and living with a disagreeable aunt before he came to you. He must have far more than his fair share.
Well, yeah, but... Now, what's Arthur got to do with that?
Arthur is... Jody's externalization of his hostilities. Arthur does what Jody's too polite to do. Arthur is mischievous, destructive... And he's powerful. He's bigger than the adult authority figures that Jody secretly resents.
Well, that sounds pretty grim. Arthur's been real friendly up to now.
I'm sure that we caught this in the very early stages.
Okay, how are we going to get rid of Arthur?
Oh, we don't. The most damaging move you could make would be to arbitrarily banish the bear. It would force Jody to submerge his destructive impulses again, and they would come out later in a far more destructive manner.
Oh. What are we going to do?
Well, in other such cases, I found that the best plan is to reassure the child. Except Arthur. Arthur is Jody's... rebellious, hostile alter ego. Once Jody has a thorough outlet for his hostilities, there'll be no need for the disguised externalization, and Arthur will simply disappear or go wherever invisible bears go.
Doctor, I'm sure you've had a lot of experience in this field, but it just seems to me...
Mr. Davis, if you don't follow my advice... You and Jody will suffer for it later. These childhood repressions can severely damage the adult ego.
Okay, gee, you're the expert.
Well, I'll see Jody again on Monday, and then at least once a week. And my advice to you is that the entire family show Jody that you accept Arthur. It might even be a good idea if you could see Arthur, too.
Oh, excuse me, sir. But Arthur insists on hot dogs and chocolate fudge sundaes for everyone.
Okay, we'll have hot dogs and chocolate fudge sundaes. The doctor says we've got to go along.
Well, sir, in my inexpert opinion, I think we've gone too far. Perhaps a firm hand.
The doctor says no.
Sir Arthur also insists on his own bed.
Tired of sleeping on the floor, is he?
Yes, sir, but he required a very large bed.
Well, do the best you can. I hear bears like to sleep curled up.
Very good, sir. Oh, but may we also purchase an invisible gun, sir, and turn Arthur into an invisible bear rug?
Uncle Bill.
Okay, what does Arthur do now?
Nothing. He's a very nice bear. Once you get to know him.
He's there with you now, is he? Can you see him?
Uh-huh. You said we should try to. So I did, and now I can. We're ready for you to take us to the park.
Well, I can't take you to the park today. I'm sorry.
Arthur said you promised him this morning. And you know how mad Arthur gets when you go back on your promise.
Yeah. Okay, wait. I just remembered. Come on, get Jody. I'm taking the three of them to the park.
Oh, Sissy?
Nope.
Oh, I see.
You got a bear by his invisible tail. The doctor keeps talking about all this hostility and repressed aggression and rebellious alter ego.
That sounds ominous, huh?
What's all this hostility? Who would it be directed against, huh?
I don't know, sir. Until the unhappy arrival of Arthur, Master Jody appeared to be a most happy, well-mannered little boy.
Too well-mannered, you think?
Oh, no, sir, no, sir. Well, I mean, he had his moments, you know, of quarrels with Buffy, his friends, sudden flashes of temper and forgotten, like any other small boy, sir.
French, I don't see any harm in trying a little good old common sense before we get any more involved.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you and Mrs. Beasley ready for bed?
No, but we'll go anyway.
Okay. That's a pretty good deal.
I wouldn't want to be a bear like Arthur. You'd have to go to bed for the whole winter.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen. I'm going to ask you something, and I want you to tell me 100% truth, okay?
Okay.
Can you really see Arthur?
No, Uncle Bill.
Fine.
But it was fun while it lasted. Anyway, I like Mrs. Beasley better than a big old bear.
So do I. Good night.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
Still and listened with his big soft ears. Pick, pick, pick.
It's bedtime.
Sorry, Uncle Bill. We can't go to bed yet. Arthur doesn't get sleepy until the first snow. I'll just read to him some more for a while.
No, listen, I'll tell you what. Could you, as a favor to me, just ask Arthur if he could curl up in the corner just while you go to sleep, okay?
He
He says okay.
That's good. Hey, listen. How you feel about Sissy?
What do you mean, Uncle Bill?
Well, you know, you like her.
I love her.
Buffy, too?
I love her, too.
Mr. French?
I love him.
How about Miss, your teacher, Miss Ainsley?
Even when she gets mad at me, I like her.
Well, how about me?
Any more questions?
Nope.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
If that little kid is full of hate and hostility, I'm Sigmund Freud.
Which is unlikely, sir.
Now, Jody is not a classic case of anything. He just invented a bear named Arthur for the fun of it.
My feelings exactly, sir.
If he's willing to give Arthur up, then Arthur isn't very important to him. Eh? Now, that's what we have to find out.
Precisely, sir. How?
Well, for his own good, a bear ought to be running around in the forest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, an invisible bear...
An invisible forest, of course, sir.
Okay, Jody. There's the invisible forest.
Jody, it stands to reason that a bear would be much happier in a forest than in a big city, all cooped up in an apartment.
Well, sure. I bet in this invisible forest, there's a whole bunch of invisible friends. Okay. Arthur said he liked living with us very much, but he was getting lonesome for his friends. Hey, Arthur, if you're ever in the neighborhood, drop by and say hello. Bye, Arthur.
Bye, Arthur.
Goodbye, Arthur.
Bye, Arthur.
Bye.
Well, anybody want hamburger and a milkshake?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I love hamburgers and milkshake.
Okay, French. Hey, French.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir, but for a moment I thought I saw a bear, sir.